You need some cash fast, huh? Well, you've come to the right place. I know just the guy. He's got thousands in cash, and he needs to make it disappear pronto. Why? Well, see, that's none of your business. But if you think you can help him out, then you gotta listen for his calling card, the car alarm. Oh, and his name? We just call him the driver.
On Beat 102-103.
I'm looking at a medieval market, an old convent, and a cross. But people look like they're going shopping. Dave, it's time.
If you hear the car alarm, you're going to need to run to the location, open the boot of the car, and the cash you find inside it, it is all yours. Do you hear the alarm? We're going to find out the latest accomplice to the driver next.
The driver. The heat is on. The driver.
10 minutes ago, I spoke to the driver. He gave me his third direction of the morning, and then he sounded that car alarm. You needed to get to it, get your hand on the boot, and lift it to win the cash. We have our first accomplice. Gail Conway is live at the scene in Carlow. Gail, talk to me.
Well, Darren, I'm here in the potato market with the first accomplice. Woo! Very exciting here this morning. What's your name and where are you from?
Nicola Brennan, Killesh in Carlow.
Okay, so how did you find the driver this morning? Did you see him? Did you see her? Is it a man, a woman? What did you see?
I was driving around town since 20 past nine. I was listening to the information on the radio. Then when I heard the third Clio is parked over there, and I heard potato, and I said, right. And then next thing I heard the alarm going off, I jumped out and I found the car.
So you found the directions easy
yes,
to follow?
Yes, because I had you on Twitter and everything. So I was following you on the webpage. So yes.
Brilliant.
Woo! 400 euros, guys!
Beast, traffic and travel with Boland's BMW, Cork Road, Waterford. Home to the new BMW 2 Series Active Tourer.
All right, if you're stuck in a jam this evening, have a look around because one of those cars next to you might just contain the driver. He's in the southeast and he's active from Monday with a whole lot of cash up for grabs. Travel-wise this evening, you might be stuck in a jam.
We have another direction, Vincent.
Oh!
Now, it's the capital city, okay? But it's only a street in this town.
Capital well, city?
It's the capital city, but it's only a street in this town. Any ideas? Any thoughts? Want to share any info? You can tweet us at B102103 or text us 085-102-9103. I believe there will be another direction in 1 hour's time. Roughly an hour. But in the meantime, where do you think he might be headed?
The driver. Thousands for you to win.
Domi and cheerleader from B102 and 103. Quick question just came in relating to the driver. Mm-hmm. It says, do you have to wait for the alarm to go off in the car? Can you chance opening the boot?
Oh, no.
Please don't open any boots until you hear the alarm.
No.
I don't want you trying random boots.
We can't be responsible for your arrest.
Yeah, no. Only after the alarm goes off, and it'll clearly be the car with the alarm, okay? We're expecting to hear from the driver again round about 20 past nine for another direction.
Need help with those bills?
My 7 Vinny, not too bad this morning. You've been a bit snaky the last couple of days. Late night clues, dumping cash in mysterious locations. We just can't keep up with you.
That's just how I roll, buddy.
Have you got a new direction for us?
I do. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not exactly sure where I am, but Sean told me to come here. Vinny, mm-hmm. Niall, mm-hmm. It's time.
Okay, it is time. Get moving! The alarm is going off. Sean told him to come here.
What? Who's Sean?
And there he's gone. Something to do with Sean, and can you hear the alarm outside your window, your door, your car? If you can, run, because you could be the latest accomplice. If you open the boot first, the cash is yours.
The driver.
Had you been listening to directions, or were you just in the right place at the right time?
I was
listening to the directions earlier on, but I just happened to be sitting in the right place.
Oh,
at the
nice
right
one.
Time.
Done. Nice one. So you ran, you were first to the boot, you opened it. How much?
Yeah, I did.
How much?
€300.
Oh,
superb.
Nice, nice.
Superb.
There's only one direction you and the driver should be interested in.
Right. Let's get down to some serious business.
Beat 102-103's The Driver.
Yeah, we got the hang of this pretty quickly yesterday, didn't we? You were grabbing cash off from left, right and centre with winds right across the southeast as we found three accomplices yesterday. And we're ready to go again today. The driver's out there. He's got cash in his boot. And he wants you to share in it. And we can now get the first direction for Tuesday from the driver.
Good morning, Niall and Vinny. How are you? Hey, Vinny. I got a cousin named Vinny. Are you ready for your first direction? Okay, I'm heading into the only 12 county province today. But which of the 12 will I be in?
Well, it's helpful of some sorts, I suppose, but it's still a bit vague, isn't it?
Rules some out.
Well, we have two provinces in the southeast. We have Munster and Leinster. There's definitely not 12 counties in Munster. Mm. So by my process of deduction, and I'm not great, I'm thinking it's either Kilkenny, Carlow or Wexford.
That would be
because there will be southeast counties he's in.
You must have done geography for your leaving cert.
No, I'm leaving it, actually.
Oh, wow.
Just natural gifts.
You're natural indeed.
So that's all we know so far. As ever, there will be further directions through the morning. Mm. And I'm told that the next direction will be after 10 a.m. with Darren. You need to be with him after 10 a.m. on Beat at Work if you want to get your hands on the cash.
The Driver.
Home of a very elusive individual called The Driver. This is Beat. New music.
We had two more accomplices yesterday. And they got their cash by being in the right place, running to the boot of the car and opening it when the alarm went off.
Some
with babies in arms, as you'll see in the video on our YouTube page.
Who's gonna be his next accomplice?
So this has been going on this week. There has been a man called The Driver driving around the five counties, giving out loads of cash to people. So if you want to be an accomplice and win, you have to listen out for the directions that this driver gives out, right? And I would quite like a takeover listener to win said monies. Because we already had two winners today. We had Tara Murphy, who won €300, and Dylan Murphy, who won €250. And that's all great, you know, Andy and Beast Work and everything. But I want a takeover listener to win. So I'm told that the driver is on standby to ring me, which would be awesome. But in order to do that, firstly, the bosses upstairs have told me that I have to get the driver trending on Twitter. So what I ask for you, of you, dear listener, is to head over to the Beat102103's Twitter page, see the tweet that has just been posted with the hashtag TheDriver, retweet that tweet. If it gets enough, apparently the driver will ring me and we'll get another direction, and therefore you'll be one step closer to winning a boot full of cash. So head over to the Twitter page and get retweeting. So driver, what can you tell me? What is the next direction?
I'm really sorry, Luke. The line is really bad. All I can hear you say is blah, blah, blah.
Blah. He's gone. He's gone. Blah, blah, blah. I'm stumped. Does anybody know what that means? Oh, I don't know. It's very mysterious, that guy. Can't Stop Playing. Dr. Cucho playing next.
The Driver. Pray to God you get the cash.
Lots more cash to go today with Citroën Ireland, and we did hear the alarm go off a few minutes ago. Fingers crossed, we should have our latest accomplice on the line. Good morning! Who are we talking to?
Luke Horn.
Luke, where are you from?
Kilmac.
Kilmac, very good. Now tell me this, were you just happened to be in the area, or were you following the directions?
Yeah, I was moving the car park school and heard the alarm.
Okay, tell me this, how much was in the boot?
400.
€400? Nice one.
Wow.
Come here, Luke. What are you going to do with the cash?
I don't know. Buy a few calves or something.
Two calves.
Buy a few calves, did you say?
Yeah.
How much does a calf go for nowadays?
Sure, a good one, you'd be spending all 400 on that.
Would you? I suppose, yeah, but as long as you get your return on it, Luke.
Well, congratulations, yeah. Luke. You are our latest accomplice and you've just won 400 euro. Well done.
Down.
Cheers.
The Driver with Citroën Ireland, only on Beat 102-103.
Oh, yeah. 400 quid.
One man's calf is another man's holiday.
Yeah, we've all only heard about holidays and shopping sprees. Nice to have something different. He's going to spend it on calves. Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. Right, let me see. I'm just going to get word in my ear now as to when we might hear from the driver again. And I'm told within 2 hours there will be another direction, so don't go anywhere, because as we know, there's a hell of a lot more cash that he has to dispense with. It could be you next on The Driver and Beat.
I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh.
Beat Breakfast, home of the original alarm call, The Driver. Only on Beat 102-103.
Morning to you, Sharon. How's the form?
Good morning. How's it going? Good.
Now, you're in Kilkenny this morning.
I am.
What's your plan for the day?
My plans are to look for the driver, who I think is also in Kilkenny.
Do you know what? Now, I'm not meant to say anything, but I think you're on the right track. And I don't know the answer, because I don't know what the clues mean. But medieval to me says shouts Kilkenny at me.
It does, doesn't
so
it?
So are you feeling confident today?
I am.
And have you looked already this week, or is this your first?
I have, all over the place. I've been looking for him.
Was that you outside my house then? I knew you.
Well, I hope you're in luck today. You also got a big communion this weekend. Do you want to give a shout out to your nephew?
Yeah. Brian Kelly in Limerick.
Okay.
Taking his communion.
Cool. Yeah. Excellent. Well, listen, good luck today. I hope we hear from you later as an accomplice.
Okay.
Have a good day. Sharon there, she's off looking for the driver today. As is Ruth. Ruth was on to us on the text line. She says, lads, I've been searching all week for the driver and I have a serious pressure headache with the stress of it all. I just missed him on Monday in Carlow when my friend ran like the wind in the wrong direction. I couldn't run with my son in the car with me. I could have cried, but fingers crossed for today. I'm on the hunt. Ruth sounds like she means business today. If I was the driver listening right now, I'd be a little bit nervous. But good luck.
Run away, run to the car, capiche?
Friday, it was Destination Kilkenny and the driver offloaded another 400 euro. But don't worry, he's advised us he still has plenty more cash that he needs to get rid of. So if you want to join the many accomplices from across the Southeast who have helped the driver so far, then keep listening to Beat 102-103, follow our updates online, keep your ears picked for random car alarms going off near you, then get yourself to said vehicle, lift the boot, and the cash is yours.
What a guy. Only in the Southeast a few days, and already he's been cooking up all this drama. The Driver. It's time for the big one, the Driver finale, only on Beat 102-103.
Okay, it's the big day. We heard yesterday the driver made contact with Andy Mack on Beat Drive and revealed that he's getting a bit stressed and 2 grand needs to go today. And it's going to be a very interesting day. We have had contact from the driver who has left a message for the two of us. Let's take a listen.
Niall, Vinny, it's been nice knowing you, but I'm just not cut out for these early morning chats, you know what I mean? I'm more of an alley cat. Did you hear my confession to Andy? 2 stacks. 2 large. 2 big ones. From me to the final accomplice. I need rid of this amount. I'm laying low. You ever seen an old uncle doing the limbo at a bar mitzvah, Vinny? Yeah, I'm lower than that. the boss has been getting close. His friends have been getting a little too close for comfort in the search. So I'm coming back to gain some inspiration and motivation from my Viking ancestors.
Ooh.
They knew how to handle things.
I suppose Southeast is strongly connected with Vikings. That was as much as he's talked in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You couldn't shut up there.
He had some kind of inkling as to where he's going to be today. He's going to get some inspiration from his Viking ancestors. Now, I have no idea when this is going to happen. It could be during the breakfast, it could be morning, lunchtime, afternoon. You need to stay listening to Beat 102, 103 today for further direction from the driver. But it is going to be a big one. And fingers crossed that you could be getting your hands on that boot and that 2K.
The driver.
D-Day has arrived. It is the driver's final day in the region, and boy, has he got a whopper amount of cash to give away. $2,000, $2,000. Who's going to be the next accomplice to grab that huge lump sum? Now, judging by our text line, people all over the region and southeast are going wild with anticipation already. Everybody's guessing, where's it going to be? Where is that car alarm going to go off? Who's going to be the first person to lift the boot and grab that fat stack of money? Driver, your latest direction, please.
Darren, one alarm. 2 alarm, 3 alarm, 4. I'm coming back and I'm giving you more. Yeah, that rhymes, yeah? Anyway, Darren, some say 3 is the magic number, but I feel the fantastic 4 will help me find my best accomplice yet. You have 2 ears, 2 eyes. Use them.
Cryptic as ever. That's what we've been telling you all the past 2 weeks. Open your eyes and ears for the driver. You could be that next accomplice, and you could be grabbing that $2,000.
The driver.
Hi, my name is Carly Nolan.
Your boyfriend rang you and said, I can't collect you from work. I'm following the driver.
Yeah, I finished work at like 2:30 and I rang him and I was like, well, can you collect me now? And he was like, look, I said, I can't collect you now. He said, you'll have to get your mother to collect you. He was actually following the driver around, so I know where I stand.
Come here. How did you find the directions? Did you find them difficult someday?
Yeah, they were difficult, but it was more so him and his friend were kind of driving around when they were working. But I'm here today now as well, so I'm going to win it today for us.
You only have a couple of seconds.
I think I've had enough.
So you came from Wexford to try and bag this cash?
Oh yeah, down there in a half an hour when we got here, and we actually hopped out at the lights, ran up here, and I actually got it, but there was not any at the time, so hopefully you get it now for the next one, hopefully get the $2,000.
So tell me, how have you been following the directions on air and then obviously online as well?
Yeah, just online there in the cars, driving around the whole time. We always hear it and we said, will we come down, will we not? So we said, today now we'll come down, and we will get it.
Tell me this much, what have you found, how did you find the directions? Were they tough to follow sometimes?
Yeah, they were now, to be honest. We thought it was going to be in the People's Park today, and then when we heard like he was going to put it all on red, we ran down to the casino down there, looked around, nothing, and then we said, you know, we'll come here. So we finally found it, so yeah, that's good.
That's dedication now. And come here, are you a regular Beat listener?
Yeah, every day in work and in the car the whole time with the lads.
What's your favourite thing about Beat?
The tunes, the 6 weeks, and the old school on the Friday nights.
The driver finale, €2,000, could be yours. Keep it here.
Only on Beat 102-103 with Citroën Ireland.
Okay, so it's been absolutely mental here in Waterford City Centre. I'm actually out of breath myself. The excitement. We have the accomplice on the driver with Citroën Ireland. What's your name?
Michelle Dooley.
Do you know something, Michelle Dooley? There's an awful lot of people here in Barron Strand Street kind of envious of you. Yeah, tell them why. What happened when you... Where did you locate the car, firstly?
It was at the back of Supermax. There. What's that place?
Okay, the car park at the back of Supermax, the book centre.
Yeah.
And when you opened the boot, you were first there.
Yeah.
What stared you in the face?
€2,000.
€2,000. Yeah. It's a fantastic start to the bank.
Yeah, definitely.
What are you going to do with the cash? You're cool out.
I think we're going to go on holiday.
who's with you? Who's with you?
Are we all going to go on holiday?
Yeah.
€2,000 better off all with thanks to the driver on B102.
Thanks so much.
You did get to see him, did you?
No, I did. He was gone.
He's gone, but it doesn't matter. You have the $2,000. Well done.
No, thank you.
Well, that didn't take you long now, did it? Thousand's gone. Just like that. The money disappeared quicker than Fat Tony out of Jersey. Not bad. Not bad at all. With all this heat, though, a little Club Med witness protection vacation sounds about right. If you see him, but I doubt you will. Give my regards to the driver.
Only on Beat 102-103.